Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story which corresponds to today's section of Chumash. Thursday, Parshas Bahar B'Chukaisai. It's a double Parsha this week, and it's also Shabbos Chazak. We are finishing up the book of Vayikra, Leviticus, very, very special Shabbos and very special Parsha. Now, in today's reading, however, doesn't look too good, because it's the teichacha, it's the rebuke which Hashem gives the Jewish people, saying, of course, Hashem has said many times that if we do what He tells us to do, we will receive wonderful blessings. Those words are said in various forms throughout the Torah many, many, many times. However, there are also some places where it says, and if you don't do what Hashem says, if you do against what Hashem says, this and this will be the negative consequences. And this week's Torah portion is one of the places where we have many, many, many of these negative consequences described, and it's called the Tochacha, the rebuke. So there is a very beautiful story which shows that even when Hashem does something which is a rebuke, or it's painful, or it's something negative, the truth is, the inner truth is, that it's something which expresses Hashem's love for us, and it's actually good. It's a hidden good. It's not a revealed good, but it is good. And an example of this would be if a parent who loves their child sees that their child needs to be rebuked, or maybe even hit. A loving parent will do that, but it will be an expression of the parent's love for the child. And this is something which we see all the time. A child who runs in the street every single day and doesn't have any idea of what traffic means may have to actually be hit. And that hit will save them from going in the street the next time, and that may save their life. So does the parent love the child when they give them a spanking for going in the street? Of course, the parent loves them very much if it's a good parent. The spank is an expression of the parent's love. And so too, sometimes Hashem has to give us a rebuke as well. And it doesn't mean Hashem doesn't love us. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. It's a very, very powerful love in which Hashem knows that specifically, this rebuke or this punishment is what we actually need. So the story is as follows. The Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, always read the Torah in his shul. He was the Baal Kriya, he was the one who read. And so too he read this week's Parsha. And so too he read in Devarim when this content is repeated. There's another Parsha in which there was another rebuke then, several weeks before Yom Kippur. And that week, the Alter Rebbe was not in town. And therefore, somebody else read the Torah portion. The Alter Rebbe had a son named Dov Ber, who was about 12 years old at that time. And he heard the Torah portion being read. Of course, every year he heard it read. And he understood it well. He was a very, very advanced student at 12 years old. He would later on become the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe. And he heard the words of the rebuke from a different reader, not from his father, and he became ill. It was so shocking to him. He became ill. He fainted, and he was sick for weeks. He was so sick that it wasn't sure whether he would be able to fast that Yom Kippur or not. So the Chassidim asked him, Dov Ber, every year you hear this tochacha, you hear this rebuke from Hashem in the parsha. Why all of a sudden this year did it affect you so deeply in such a negative way? The Dov Ber answered, because when my father hears it, I only hear the brachas. He only heard the brachas. That is to say, the hidden blessings which are there in the rebuke is what he heard. The way his father read it, his father knows that the inner essence of everything which Hashem gives us is good. And the tochacha, the rebuke, the curses are no exception. That really they are good, only that on the outside they don't appear that way. They're not revealed good. And therefore, that's how the Alter Rebbe read it, with that understanding. And his son, Dovber, understood it that way. He understood how his father was communicating this idea. But the ordinary Baal Kriya, the regular person that would read instead of the Alter Rebbe wasn't there, although he was, I'm sure, a very proficient and talented Baal Kriya, but he didn't have the same understanding. And when he read those words, he read them as if it was a simple explanation and without the sensitivity of the deeper explanation that everything from Hashem is actually good. And that's why he became sick. But not so. When his father read them, he heard it as brachas. And so too, although it's not easy, and we don't, chas v'shalom, want to be insensitive to a person. And when a person has suffering, we don't want to say to them, oh, don't you know that this is really good from Hashem? But just that we should know that when something, chas v'shalom, happens to us that is negative, that we should know that this is really a gift from Hashem. It's expression of Hashem's love. But what we really want and what we need to daven for is to have revealed good, that all the good that Hashem gives us should not be hidden, should not be in the form of something negative, but it should be outright and revealed good, which this is what it's going to be when Mashiach comes. And the quicker Mashiach comes, the better. And how do we make Mashiach come quicker? Is it this? I think that you know, if you've been listening to this Jewish Stories and More for a while, it's by adding and learning Torah, adding and doing mitzvahs, adding in our davening, and our sincerity in our davening, and sincerely asking Hashem that all that He gives us should be revealed good, and only revealed good. And that's truly the times of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.